Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, Cassandra. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. I am excited about Monday.
Oh, my
God.
Whoa, yes, yes, yes. This is a marvelous Monday. I tell you, I feel magnificent today. How about you?
Praise God. Praise God.
Awesome.
You know,
the
Bible says when we acknowledge him in all things, praise God, he's going to bless us and direct our path. So I know we're on the path for Action Path Week. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's going to be action-packed. It's going to be action-filled. It's just going to be dynamic. And, you know, today we have been telling people all last week that I had this big announcement that I was going to make today. So just stay tuned because I'm going to make it later in the episode. So don't go away. But you are just too, if you just tuned in, you tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs right here on Blog Talk Radio. And let me give you that number so you can call in 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. Now, you have to get on the phone lines before 7:30. That's 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. That's 6:30 Central Standard Time, and so on and so forth. So you have to get on before 7:30. Usually we can be on the air up until about 7:45. Well, how about 7:44? Because it's over after that. So we want you to be on. So we're going to open up the phone lines at the end of the show. We're going to give you an opportunity to call in with your questions, your suggestions, or any concern that you might have. Well, maybe not concerned, but anyway, questions. We better not open that up to concerns, huh, Cassandra?
The only concern is how to get to the next level, okay?
That's it. That's it. And I know, and we want to welcome, we see the phone lines are lighting up. And you know what? We got a big announcement. Oh, yes, we got a big, exciting announcement that we're going to make today, so we're so happy. Also, we want to let people know that we have some special gifts that we're going to give out. We have a gift for those people, but it's only going to go, right, Cassandra?
Yes, yes. I think what is the first 100, so you got to be quick, fast, and in a hurry because we're speaking to the masses.
That's
I'm
right. This show goes out all over the world. So here's how you're going to be able to claim your free gift from the Coach Lilisa and Coach Cassandra, you will have to. Now, I'm going to give you the instructions, but I'm not going to give them to you right this second. We'll do them probably about 7:15. So, but you know what? I tell you, this is an exciting time. This is March. We're just kind of getting into March. March is getting underway. March is also considered Women's History Month. So lots of programs going on all around the country, supporting and encouraging women doing all kinds of things. Women in history, women who have made history, women right now. There are so many women starting and growing their own businesses. There are so many women deciding to take that plunge to become entrepreneurs. Women are just many women in politics. I have an event to go to later in the month for women in politics. More and more women are going into politics, and not just are more and more women stepping up to start their own small businesses. More women are stepping up to the CEO ranks of major corporations. So that's also an awesome thing. And so we know that there are some awesome things that we expect to see throughout the year that women are doing. But this is also, March is also now declared Small Press Month. So all the small publishing houses, small publishers, small bookstores or what have you, anyone that supports authors and writings, they're also having all sorts of activities to encourage people to go on, write their book. And I know, Cassandra, you know something about that, and you're an author as well. So we're going to have authors coming on throughout the month to share their success stories. So I'm excited about that, Cassandra. I'm so excited that this is going on this month. Cassandra, what are you excited about?
I'm excited about your post in Facebook where you say, what happens when the power coach and the power possibilities coach come together? Well, I'm telling you, it's explosive in March, especially with March being Women's Month. I'm telling you, we are celebrating women, celebrating our accomplishments, celebrating going to the next level. And I'm telling you, folks, if you put God first, you have nowhere to go but up, up, up. So I'm excited about that. Excited to know that we have decided to come together to collaborate, cooperate, and make it happen. I'm telling you, we can do more together than we can apart. And what's going to happen is we've got some power-packed, action-packed information for you to help you accelerate and the things that you want to do. So that's what I'm excited about. And I do believe that all things are possible. So everything that I'm doing is based on that foundation, that God has put potential in us, potential that is lying dormant, that must come forth. And I'm telling you, we're going to help you birth that baby. I hope you're in the birthing position. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's do it. Let's make that innovation and creativity that God put in you come forth so that you can bless the world. And I'm telling you, you acknowledge him in all that you do, he's going to help you make it happen. And we are like the midwives. Coach LaLisa, we are the midwives to get them ready to help that thing that has been dormant and lying there come to life. We're going to give life to something that has been lifeless, I tell you. And that's exciting news that God wants to use us to do that. So, yes, ma'am, that's what's in my mind, that we are going to help take you to the next level. We're offering inspiration, motivation. We're offering you an opportunity to help you see your vision come to life. And we want to walk in this with you. You know, so you don't have to feel, that's what a good coach does. A good coach helps to help you write the vision helps you to understand how it can unfold. So we will hold your hand, and we're going to help you push that baby out. And it's going to be a beautiful thing. You know, Coach Louise, I think about many times when you're driving a car along the highway, and especially when it's dark, and all you can see is the next 200 feet in front of you. And that's what it's like sometimes when you're working toward a project or birthing a vision. All you can see is, you know, what's right ahead of you. But as you go that 200 feet and then the next 200 feet, and say you're starting in St. Louis, before you know it, you're in New Jersey. But it takes faith. It takes faith. And what you have to do is, if you are fearful, acknowledge that fear. But we're going to help you understand how you can get to the next 200 feet, the next 200. And before you know it, you're going to land at your destination. And so we're going to do it. But it takes putting one foot in front of the next. And that's what makes a step, putting that one foot. Some people are so paralyzed by fear, they don't do anything. We're going to help you get out of that and go to the next thing. So that's what we're here for, and we're going to help you make it happen. So let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go for it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Well, you heard me talk about it. I had a big announcement that I'm going to make today. I promise you I'm going to make it, but I definitely want to be able to give you that free gift. So what I need you to do is, on Facebook, there is a place where I need the first 100 people that make the comment. In the comment is that you're going to, and here's where you're going to make the comment. You're going to make the comment in hashtag power your possibility. So when you,
yes,
when you say, I want to power my possibilities, and you put that in the hashtag power your possibilities, and that's with the T-I-E-S on possibilities, I will know that you are one of those first 100 people that are going to claim your free gift. So we're going to tell you more about this free gift. Oh, yes, exciting, exciting. So make sure, this is something that's never been done here on the AAE show or any other shows that I've done. So we've created this hashtag. The hashtag is power, P-O-W-E-R, your, Y-O-U-R, possibilities, P-O-S-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-I-E-S. I know that's a lot of I's, but here's the thing. And you know, a hashtag is the little pound thing, the pound sign. So it's the pound sign, those three words with no spaces. So it almost creates its own Facebook. It almost creates its own web page when you do that. And you can do the same thing in Twitter. But those of you who are on Facebook, the first 100 people. Now, probably, you know, we'll have to do something tomorrow for the Twitter folk, because I don't have the one set up in Twitter, but I'll have that set up. And, well, you'll be able to do it later. So even if you do, if you're into Twitter, because I know some people who tune into this show, you found out about it from Twitter. You didn't find out about it from Facebook. And some of you found out about the show from LinkedIn. So the show information does post on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. But soon, and we'll have it posted in more places than that. So stay tuned. Don't go away. I still have my big announcement. We have free gift for everyone, for the first 100 people that goes to the hashtag. The hashtag is hashtag power your possibilities. And you can put in there that you are tuned in and you're listening to the Power Coach and the Possibilities Coach. And, you know, here's the thing. When power, you know, I was looking, somebody put that Joel Osteen, he made a quote. He said, release your faith. And a friend of mine, she said, yeah, release your power. And I said, yeah, you know, that's true, because faith is power. Because it was the power for the woman at the well. It was the power for the woman with the issue of blood. for Rahab, it was power. So when I started looking at it, I said, wait a minute. Then I thought about all the people in the Hall of Fame that's listed in Scripture. I said, wow, it was power for Moses. He had faith when he lifted up his rod. That showed his faith. And what happened? The power was released over the situation. David, when he went to fight Goliath, what did David have to do? David, what happened was he took a little slingshot and he knocked out the enemy, but it was his faith that that little slingshot could do it. So here's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh my goodness, your faith in your possibilities, your faith opens doors to all that is possible. Go ahead, Cassandra. I know you can do something with that.
Yes, yes. My goodness, you're on a fast track train, and I'm getting on board. Woohoo! I am right there with you. You know, I looked up the word faith. The word faith means to have confidence and trust in a thing or a person or your God. So, you know, people have faith in all kinds of things, in a chair, in a car, but why not have faith in the living God that he wants to bring you forward, that he wants to bring out of you what's inside of you. So it's about, yes, you said it, release. When you release something, you're letting it go. You're letting it flow. We want you to go with the flow of the go in God in you. He's got something that he wants to bring. Do you know you have the capability to bless the world? That's what's lying dormant in you. Oh, my God. And your expectation is a breeding ground for miracles. See, we're breeding miracles right here on this show every morning at 6 o'clock. We've got something that is giving birth to something even greater. So I'm telling you, you stay on board because we are following the conductor who is Jesus Christ, and he's made us many conductors to assist you in going to the place that you need to be. And I'm telling you, false evidence appears real. That's what fear is. It's a false evidence. You're looking at the smoke screen. You have to have eyes of faith to see beyond what looks like a mess, beyond your feelings and emotions, to say, yes, I'm going to that place. I'm keeping my eyes on the prize so that I can release my faith. And Coach Lalisa wrote a book called Release Your Power. I believe that's the correct word for
that's
the
it.
Title, right?
That's it.
And I'm
that's
telling
right.
you, it's a power-packed book. You need to get a hold of this book. This woman of God has got some great arsenal, that's what I'm going to call it, because it's explosive in her toolkit to assist you in being successful. And I'm telling you, you can do it. We are powering your possibilities. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, and you know, and Cassandra, for those of you who don't know, Cassandra is also the author of the book, Discover Your Possibilities. You see, so when we say that when power meets possibility or teams together, you're going to get something so explosive because now you're talking about unlimited action, unlimited energy, unlimited faith. Now you're going to put that with unlimited opportunities, unlimited abilities, unlimited networks, unlimited ideas. You know, the possibility of what you can do and achieve. I was watching the Academy Awards on last night, and this really is the first time since I was like a child, and my mother, you know, there was one television, and I had to watch it because my mom was into all that stuff. So, but as an adult, I never really watched that. But I see yesterday taught me that I've been missing out. When I listen to Lupita and some of the other people who gave their speeches, you know, that show is about people's dreams coming to reality. you know, when the first Hispanic person who won for, I believe he won for directing, yes. I believe he won for directing. He's the first person in Oscar history. Now, this is their 86th year.
Yes.
I mean, I was blown away with the concept of not watching that. I'm missing out. Not so much of these particular movies or whatever, but the fact that some of these people were ordinary people. There was one young man who was, you know, raised by a, you know, single parent. They had it hard, but his parents encouraged him. They were poor. His parents could have encouraged him. They could have encouraged him to drop out of school and go get a job or whatever, but they encouraged his creativity. That was just really overwhelming me as I was watching. And then when what's his name, Sidney Poitier, came out on that stage, wow, that blew me away. This man has got to be in his 80s at least. He walks out on the stage, oh, such grace, even though he was walking slow. And, oh, my God, I just was, like, overwhelmed at how long he, you know, how much he contributed to film and directing. And anyway, so I just felt like, you know, if you have a dream, you know, you have to put power and possibility to your dream. You have to really don't give up on your dream. And you gotta fight for it. You gotta work hard. You know, when I look, again, if you didn't get a chance to watch the Oscars, maybe you were working or sleep or whatever, just go and watch some of the speeches. Definitely Lupita, the young man that has the real, real long hair. I don't know his name. I do apologize for not knowing his name, but he's part of the movie. The other man who won Best Leading Actor. So he's the person who won Best Leading Actor. And I forget the name of the movie, but he won. And his speech, oh my goodness, when he talked about his father in heaven with a big old pot of gumbo and a lemon meringue pie, and he said in the Miller Lite or Bud Light or some Miller Lite, I think, dancing. You know, it was just phenomenal. But, yeah, these are people who never thought that they would get, and many of them were first-time winning the Oscar and the Academy Award. So, anyway, that's what I wanted to share on that. Was it the Academy
awesome.
Or the Oscar? No, the Oscar. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah.
Not the Academy. Awesome. Don't want to mess anyone up. The Oscar. The Oscars.
That's exciting. It really is. It really is. You know, you've got to be tenacious. You know, you've got to be fierce. Fierce in your faith to move you forward. You know, I think I told you before, Coach, I love it when Sergeant Carter would get in Goma Pyle's face and say, move it. And that's what we are like as coaches. We're helping you to move it to the next level. We're helping give you the stamina to know you can do it. It seems impossible. It may feel impossible. It's just a feeling. You'll get over it. Like my mama and papa said, get over yourself and move forward. We are the coaches to help you to do that. You possess the potential, and you got the power. You got the power. You got the power. You can do it. Come on now. We're like a mom who's got a brand new baby, and the baby's trying to walk, and the baby falls down. We tell you to get up. Come on, baby. You can do it. That's the most beautiful thing for a mom
you know
and dad
why?
And even the people watching. Yes.
You know why? Because
yes.
It's possible. all things are possible to him. He says all things are possible to him that believes. And that's what we're saying, that power is your faith to believe. We're saying release your faith for the greatness that God has put on you. So we didn't put this together. There was no way, Cassandra being all the way over there in St. Louis somewhere, I'm here in New Jersey, we could not have put this together. But we recognize that what God has brought together for such a time as this. And so the phone lines are lit up. We're excited. We have gifts for the first 100 people who are on this call and who go and type in the hashtag #PowerYourPossibility. When you go to that hashtag. And so we're going to be monitoring that hashtag all day for the next several days. The first 100 people are going to get our absolute special gift. And at the end of the show, I'll tell you and I'll post on Facebook what your special gift is. You're going to get a special gift from Coach Lalisa and Coach Cassandra. And my big, big announcement, my big, big announcement that I want to make on the show, on the air today, that not only are we teaming up for this Power of Possibilities, but we are teaming up on the radio. So from now on, when you call in or tune in or listen in, go to the chat room of All About Entrepreneurs every Tuesday and Thursday, you will have also host Cassandra McKissick. So welcome. Let's welcome Cassandra to the family of All About Entrepreneurs. You know, it's been a long time since we've had a co-host, some of you who have been with our show for a while. You know that we've had people before, right, that were part of the show, and they did well, and we were happy. And now we are back to having a co-host, which is always nice, and, you know, I'm just excited about it. I know she is an awesome, awesome woman, and OMG, I'm just so excited that she is joining us on the show. This, you know, it's just going to be amazing to have a co-host again, and I'm excited. So, Cassandra, yes, this is for everyone. If you just tuned in, you're listening to All About Entrepreneurs. Yes, and you've just learned my big, big, big news. Welcome, and I want you to welcome to the broadcast with me, Cassandra McKissick.
Thank you. Oh, you are so awesome. I love you, woman of God. I love this opportunity that God is affording us. And I'm telling you, I am looking so forward to getting to know the audience. We're going to get to know each other. And you're going to find out that we are going to help your life be explosive. And 2014, spring into 2014, behold, there is a new thing going on. God is doing it, and we're going to assist you in your success. That's what it's all about. We're encouraging you, inspiring you, uplifting you about being fierce and tenacious, and that tenacity is going to take you right in to the thing that you want to become. And even if you're not sure, we can give you the strategies and tactics to be successful in what you're striving to do. Even if you don't know, see, we have the ability to pull out and help you understand those gifts and talents that are in you that are lying dormant that we're going to help you bring to the forefront. And listen, make sure if you get to Facebook, the Facebook posting, send it to your friends and family. We want them involved. I'm sure you know people that are trying to do some things in life. We want to make that possible. And listen, make sure you friend us on Facebook. We would love to have you as our friend. We want to get to know you. And listen, tell us. Tell us what your dreams are. Tell us what your desires are. We want to talk about those things. And as you know all about entrepreneurs, it's a wonderful program. We're just adding to it. We're just stepping up the plate, going to the next level. And we're going to hit that ball out the ballpark and make it happen for you. So that's what this is all about, making it happen for you in 2014.
That's
you
right.
Sat there in that place long enough. Get up and move it. That's what
because
the mandate is. Get you moving.
It's time. It's time, Cassandra. It's time. It's time to open up the phone line. So, Death, hit your number one key, and we want to talk to you. We absolutely love audience participation, and we want to open up your phone line. We want you to tell us, yes, okay, I see a phone line lit up, and yes, as the phone lines light up, we'll give you about 30 seconds to a minute, make your comment, but I'm going to open up this first phone call, hit your number one key. Area code 216, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, and tell us your power of possibilities.
Hi, this is Bernita Ewing, and I am calling from Cleveland, Ohio, and I am just
Bernita
calling
Bernita Ewing!
How are you?
Oh, my God, welcome.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Women of God, for your inspiration. You know, I logged on late because I was getting my children ready for school, but I'm like, what a blessing. I could tell about maybe 40 other people about this.
Wow.
You.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Bernita.
And I'm like, that's okay, because you know what? Stan, I'm going to be one of those Oscar winners one day, and it's going to be soon.
Oh,
that's
my
what
God.
I do. That's what I do for a living, and I am just walking out my
what?
I think God has designed for my life. And I just thank the Lord for you all. Thank you.
Oh. Oh, my God. Wow.
Lelicia, I just want to tell you, Bernita, she lives in Cleveland, Ohio, and she recently played in the movie Black Nativity as a singer and actress.
Wow.
So she is on the ball. God is really blessing her. But she comes from an everyday normal background, and God's taking her to the next level. Thank you for calling, Bernita.
Amen. Thank you.
What an honor, Bernita. Bernita, what an honor. I tell you, oh, my God, you're going to, when I looked, the young girl from the movie Precious, when she hit that stage, I just was watching her and just looking at her just to see how much she was going through in her mind saying, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm here. You know, I mean, so even Will Smith, who's a well-known actor, even he, I mean, everyone who I watched them specifically, if they were gracing that stage or the sitting in their seats with a look like, God, you did this. So much so that final actor who won that award, he had to say, he said, first and foremost, I thank God. Yes, he did. He said, God is the one who got us here. So you're going to get there. I can see you now. You are just, oh my, what happened? They kept working hard, and then one day they got their break. But you can't get the break if you're not working hard. That's what I noticed.
Wow.
Congratulations. Well, I'm saying congratulations to you already.
Done.
Wow. Well, we're going to definitely get you back on another day. We want to talk to you and wish you success. But we got another caller with their hand up. I want to bring them on. So definitely keep listening. We have a few. If you don't have to go, we have about 7 more minutes to the show. But thank you for calling in, Bernita, and God bless you on your successes. And wow.
Thank
the
you
movie,
so
you were in the movie Nativity. We're going to talk more about that. Okay, area code 973. Area code 973, tell us your name and where you're calling from. Oh, no, I lost. Did I lose?
Hi,
oh, there she is.
I'm here. Hello.
Yes,
hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's your name?
This is Lori again, caller from Jersey.
Awesome, awesome, Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Yes. So I just wanted to share something that happened to me this morning, right? Like God has
right.
a way of communicating with me. And before I share this, I would like to welcome Cassandra McKissick.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I enjoy, you know, hearing both of you. So, yes, it will be really great, explosive. But I was going to – I've had – and last night I had prayed to sleep, you know. And I wasn't – I was going to sleep till 8:30 and listen to everything on the archives. And everything, but somehow, some way, I woke up at like 6-something, close to 7, and then Romans 12:11 came up on my screen, and it stated, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord." So basically, God was telling me to wake up so I can call the radio show.
Wow.
We're glad you did.
Wow, Lori, and you know, I met you. You were such a beautiful young woman, powerful. Oh my goodness, I feel like we're having our own personal Oscar awards show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We've had an actress on. I know they all call themselves, I think, actors now, but we've had an actor on from Cleveland from the movie. From Nativity, now we have this powerful young person, Lori, that I could give the award. Lori, you would get the there's awards they give sometimes for young people who just do these extraordinary things. You know, like you get the Incredible Award, they get the Oscar for just being, you know, incredible. Some of you all don't know, but Lori, she did a phenomenal research study. And she's not, hasn't even started her PhD yet. And this is a person who is absolutely a leader. And I just, you know, when I see people struggling with PhD programs, struggling to put together research projects, and to know that you've done this in your undergrad, I'm thinking, wow, you've already, so when you get ready to go for your doctorate, like you already got your dissertation. You got the hardest piece done.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Yeah, you have the hardest piece done. So, wow, Lori, and under 30, y'all, this is a young person that gets the Oscar of to be an example to other young people that it's okay. And she has an awesome husband. She's married. She has a child. And young. And you are an example, in my mind, to young people that you really can have it all and be young and be serious and be beautiful and take time to go out and grab a bite to eat with an old lady like me. I'm just blown away.
Lisa.
You deserve an Oscar for that. Lori.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. That's awesome.
All glory goes to God because, like, you know, when I think about, you know, where God brought me from and what I went through and how far I came, you know, all I can say it's all God, you know? So, but I think.
And that's that's what's so exciting. God is using every day. Ordinary people, folks. That's what I'm telling you. We weren't born with silver spoons in our mouths. We're just everyday people. So we want everyday people to call in so we can assist you in going to the next level. That's what All About Entrepreneurs is about, and I'm excited about it. We want you to excel. Isn't that right, Lalisa?
Oh, my goodness. That's what we want, and you are going to excel. You, as a matter of fact, we want you to, on Facebook, we want you to use the hashtag #PowerYourPossibilities. We want you to express the possibilities that you feel that you want to do or that you can do or that you We want you to also to express to us any desire or need that you have. What do you need? What do you need help with? It could be confidence. I know there was a time when I needed to be more assertive in my job and to be able to say to a manager or supervisor, this is what I want. I want this job. And, you know, one of my favorite jobs of becoming a corporate trainer was because I went to someone and said to them, I want to do that. And it happened to be, but you got to be careful. You got to talk to people that can make it happen. Sometimes we talk to dream snatchers, and all they're going to do is kill it. But you got to, we'll teach you, myself and Cassandra, we know how to pick out these people. If you don't, we can pick out and spot out the person that you should share it with. And I have another person who also is good at that, that she's an expert at it. That's what she actually gets paid to do that on her job, is to, and she's done it herself many times, and when time permits, we'll get her on to share how she does that. It's part of its negotiations. You have to, I've met people, you have to, especially for women, a lot of times we don't know how to do this because we've never really been taught and then we've never experienced it. But you can actually negotiate for any job and any salary. Women, for some reason, men don't have this problem, and I have nothing against men. We love you men. But men don't have this problem. But, I mean, some may. But mostly women, and not all women have it. Obviously, some women are teaching, but I learned that you don't have to stay in any job that you have. You have to negotiate yourself to a better spot, and it's not that hard to do. It seems hard, but it's not. So we'll be able to teach you on All About Entrepreneurs, and I've said this, and some of you that have been listening to the show over the months, I've said this, an entrepreneur is not just about a person going out there and starting their own business. You can be an entrepreneur within the company you work for or that you work with. Entrepreneur, yes, it's a person that starts a business, but it's also some skill sets. And those are some of the things that we'll be teaching you, the skill sets of entrepreneurs. And one of the skill sets is that assertiveness. Negotiate, because entrepreneurs have to negotiate every day. So you can negotiate for a better job. You can negotiate for a better position, for higher pay, and it's really not that hard. So we thank you for those tuning in. We only have about a minute left for those calling in. Don't forget, go to hashtag PowerYourPossibilities with the IES on Facebook. Make your comments. Put your questions. Something that you need help with, you want to know about. Don't forget, you have a free gift coming from Cassandra and myself. Don't forget our big day tomorrow, where Cassandra is co-hosting the show tomorrow. Well, she's been co-hosting anyway, but it's official. Tomorrow is official. So we have even more bells and whistles for tomorrow. We have more gifts to give away tomorrow. Today, for those of you who the first 100 people, you're going to get a gift. You're going to get a free MP3 from Coach Lalisa and Cassandra. That's what those first 100 people who go and make comments in hashtag on Facebook. And then tomorrow we have even more giveaways and gifts lined up for you when we team up on the show together, co-hosting, and throughout the show, every 10 minutes, we're going to stop and we're going to give away another gift. And I can't wait. So make sure you're tuned in to see if tomorrow's gift, in order to get the gifts we have lined up for tomorrow, you have to actually be on the call. So tell your people, tell your family, thanks to the woman, Bernita, who says she's going to tell other people, please invite someone else. Soon we'll have gifts for those who invite the most people. But we're doing it big right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Cassandra, I'll let you get the last note in, and then we'll go to the
call. I want to tell you, yes, you have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, and I'm telling you, I want you to hit the ball at the ballpark. and achieve your dreams and possibilities, and we're going to power that possibilities with an explosive day for everyone. So you make it happen. Thank you, Lalisa, for inviting me.
But that's all we have time for. Thank you again for calling in. Don't forget, hashtag power your possibilities. Tomorrow, Coach Cassandra, the possibilities coach, and Coach Lalisa, the power coach, releasing something big and powerful that has infinity the possibilities. That's all we have time for. Have a powerful day.
We love you. Bye-bye.